My dearly beloved in Christ, our Advent has only 4 weeks. It's represented by the 4 candles in the Advent wreath. But tradition holds that this period lasted 4,000 years before Christ's coming. From the dismal day when Adam and Eve were driven from paradise until the silent and holy night when Bethlehem was flooded with heaven's brightness, mankind yearned for a redeemer. The first Advent was a time of gloom. Hope was confined to a small portion of the human race, the chosen people. And even with them, it was a hope frequently distorted by false and worldly desires. Now, we walk in the light of faith. The Savior has come on earth. He lived and still lives among us. Therefore, the Church expresses her joy throughout the Advent liturgy. We know that Christ was born in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago, but he must be born again in our hearts during Advent. The graces that our Lord merited for us are only given to those who make themselves worthy of them. This is the true meaning of Advent. The spirit of Advent is meditation and reflection. For this purpose, the Church garbs a priest in the penitential color of purple. She omits the gloria and flowers, gloria in the Mass, and flowers are not permitted on the altar during the Mass of the season except Gaudete Sunday. Centuries ago, Catholics practiced fasting and abstinence, since the Church then considered Advent as a time of penance. Although Advent is no longer a penitential season, we must make ready the way of the Lord. My dearly beloved in Christ, businesses have been preparing for Christmas for months, designing advertisements, planning sales, and targeting potential customers. Moved by the love for money, they do prepare for Christmas. The secular and commercial preparation for Christmas, which inundates our lives during the weeks and days before Christmas, can cause us to forget what Christmas is all about. Christmas is coming. For children, the most wonderful time of the year. For the followers of Christ, the children of the light, it should also be the most wonderful time of the year. No one but God could have made such a season so full of beauty and glory as this. But we cannot just walk into such a blaze of glory without preparation. We can never experience the true joy of Christmas unless we know its meaning. Most people focus on the material preparation for Christmas. As Catholics and followers of Christ, our primary focus should be our spiritual preparations for Christmas. Since Christmas recalls such an important event, the coming of Christ into the world, the Church has a special season called Advent to make ready the way of the Lord. The 4 weeks of Advent are marked by our eager longing for the coming of Christ at Christmas and for his second and final coming. The songs, prayers, customs, and traditions of Advent will lead us to a strong and living faith. It's important that these customs are performed in your home and not only in church. My dearly beloved in Christ, God does not want gold and silver, but only true love in our hearts. Prepare your heart for Christ's coming by avoiding sin, saying extra prayers, receiving the sacraments frequently, and also making some sacrifices. As a family, discuss how you will observe Advent this year. What will each of us do as individuals? What will the family do together as a unit? How will we rearrange our time schedule and make adjustments? My dearly beloved in Christ, it's important that you and your family develop an Advent program of prayer and sacrifice. And then these are just some suggestions. Great demands are made on your time and energy each day. There seem to be no room for anything else. Children have the same school routine. You have work, meetings, athletic events, and many social and business demands. You're faced with the challenge of observing the spirit and practices of Advent while living in a secular culture. The devil never ceases to tempt us to neglect or shorten our prayers. the more frequently we give into his temptations, the more we tend to become self-indulgent and lazy. Regular infidelity leads to the deadening of our spiritual senses. During Advent, we can get back on the right road by fidelity to prayer. Prayer is a universal remedy for sin, and true prayer is a penance. So as Catholics, we should just have some basic prayers. First of all, our morning offering. As soon as we get up in the morning, we just kneel down, if we're able to, and just offer our day to God. And then there's, in that Catholic prayer guide, there's a simple, common morning offering prayer. And then there's family morning prayers, which unite the family. You begin the day properly, and you show children the importance of consistent prayer. The daily rosary, especially the family rosary. This was urgently requested by Our Lady of Fatima, and it's necessary in order to lead a good life. And then examination of conscience and family night prayers. The first step to overcoming any bad habit is for the person to admit he has a problem. This is one of the practical results of a daily examination of conscience. You find out your sins, you're sorry for your sins, resolve not to sin again, and you pray for assistance. Examine your conscience every night. Review the day and what you did and did not do that might have displeased God. Then keep these things in your mind for your next confession. Pray the act of contrition after your examination of conscience. If you want to be cured of sin and selfishness, you must go to the root of the problem. The root of the problem is in your mind and in your heart. Prayer and examination of conscience leads to amendment of life. And then also, it's important that we do some spiritual reading, meditation, and mental prayer, even 10 minutes a day. You're encouraged to spend some time each day reading from a good Catholic book, the Lives of the Saints, or your Catholic Bible. Read Bible history stories to your children. Remind them about Adam and Eve, and Noah's Ark, and Daniel, and the lion's den, and the other beautiful stories in the Old Testament. Frequent the sacraments of confession and Holy Communion. Remember, the Catholic Church recommends that we do extra prayer, penance, and good works during Advent. You could even attend Mass on Saturdays and have practice devotion to the infant Jesus. Now, what can you offer up during Advent? What kind of sacrifices can you make? Okay, first of all, true love is shown by sacrifice. True love in a family and in a marriage is shown by giving of yourself to please another. Love makes sacrifice easier. God doesn't need our sacrifices, but approves our love for God. God desires your love not because he needs you for his happiness, but because you need him for your happiness. Without him, it's impossible for you to develop. Just as certain diseases such as scurvy, rickets, and anemia arise in the body because of a lack of necessary vitamins, so too your character will fail without the love of God, prayer, and penance. Penance is a self-imposed suffering as an expression of contrition for sin. If it doesn't hurt, it's not a penance. Many think that penance means great austerities. Because they don't have the strength or generosity for these, they lose heart and are content to lead a life of lukewarmness and sin. Few people are called to be heroic, but all Catholics are called to be faithful, to lead a Christian life and all that this entails. What you do above and beyond what the Church requires is purely voluntary. But this is where merit and spiritual progress begins. Our Lord said, "The sacrifice required of every person is the fulfillment of his duties in life and the observance of my law. This is the penance I now seek and require." So what's that mean? Obey the commandments. Live in the state of grace. Fulfill the duties in your state of life, your daily duty. Accept your sufferings patiently and learn to offer things up. The children of Fatima were 6, 7, and 9 years old, and yet they gave their lunch to poor children, ate bitter acorns, wore a tight rope around their waist, endured extreme thirst. If these little children willingly can make such sacrifices for the love of God, can't you also make some sacrifices? So again, this is not as strict as Lent. And on Sundays, then there's no restrictions. So let's say you gave up something. Okay, then Sunday, then you don't have to give it up. It's only 6 days, you know. So you can do little acts of self-denial at meals. You can give up sweets or snacks. Give up useless chatter, gossip, and arguing. Reduce your criticism of others. Give up pleasures like movies or cutting back on phone calls. Keep silence at certain hours. Spend less time talking to people and more time talking to God. Give up or cut back on television. You could give up salt or sugar or sweets. And then you can come to church earlier. You could accept your sickness with patience and resignation. Carry your cross bravely and practice charity in your speech. So my dearly beloved in Christ, we must travel to God with the 2 feet of prayer and penance. One without the other is incomplete. A sincere confession cuts down the diseased tree of sin, but the ugly stump remains. The guilt is forgiven, but atonement is necessary. The stump can be either dug out by penance or must be burned out in purgatory. So, just some other suggestions. Put Christmas decorations up toward the end of Advent. Some people have it starting Advent, now you have a Christmas tree and all the Christmas decorations. Okay, we're in Advent now. Closer to Christmas, then you can set up the Christmas decorations. Display a nativity scene in your front yard. Make a small manger. Like I was saying, if you're crafty, then you can make something with straw, put the straw in there, and then when you do a good work, do a sacrifice, you can put it in there. So Jesus has a soft bed on Christmas. And then don't use the term happy holidays. Okay, Thanksgiving is a holiday. The 4th of July is a holiday. Okay, when it comes to Christmas, it's Merry Christmas. And then just another suggestion. Your Christmas card should reflect your faith. It's surprising if so many Catholics, they send Christmas cards with birds or all these other things. They have nothing to do with Christmas. So decisions have to be made as to what, when, where, and how regarding your Advent practices. Overcome the difficulties involved and be faithful to our Lord. Don't excuse yourself by saying, I simply can't do it and keep up with my work. There's just no time. Don't be the type of Catholic who is going to begin but never does. So observe Advent properly this year. Be specific and be faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.